Wednesday po Swiejce przy Łukowskiej.
We will speak about that. The sugya itself is a very, very long sugya. So we'll see if we can get into the 20 minutes that we have for this session. The Tzidzayim Shachar is something we do every morning. And everybody knows, you wash your hands with the keli, three times, alternating right, left, right, left. And that's it. Everything is straightforward. But lamaiso, if you get it clear, there are really four reasons why I wash the Tzidzis HaNayim in the morning when I wake up. And each of the four reasons can come by themselves or they can come together.
Talking about
Negelwasser. Negelwasser. And they can come separately or they can come together. And each of them have their own halachas. And each of them have their own hanhogas of how we deal with each one separately and together. There's a machaber. The svarim that were written by the Gdeli Apeskin, just like the Shias and Gemara, were always written with the greatest of brevity. No extra words at all. Siman Dalet starts off with two sifim. The first sif says, Yirchat Yodav, you should wash your hands, v'yivorach hantu etzadayim, and you should make a bracha hantu etzadayim. Later on, in Sif Beis, he says, you should be careful to wash your hands three times to remove the rachra that's on your hands. If we were writing it, and we were trying to be short, we would write, Yirchat Yodav Gimel Pa'amim, to remove the rachra. You see automatically that there's separate reasons and separate dinim in it. When you go through the sugya, you see there's four reasons why you wash your hands in the morning. They're all negel maisa. The halach we passed on, I call four, that if any of the four reasons are there, you're mechuyev to wash. But each of them has separate dinim. The four reasons, the Olam knows them as Tadachud, you have the Rosh and the Rajba. That's the Olam way the Olam knows one set of reasons. Sometimes they call it Yadayim Askonias and Beri Chadosha, whatever that means. And the two other reasons are Mishum Rachra, and this is Rachra in a person. So if we go through them, each one separately, and then try to put it together, we'll get a bit of clarity in what the dinim are and how it comes Negea. Go to sleep by day. You stay up the whole night. Somebody sleeps with gloves on in the winter. Some people advise that if somebody has chapped hands, they should put a cream on their hand and put gloves on top of it. So if somebody did that through the night, is it mechuyev to tzidayim in the morning? Or is it not? And what? So let's go first through the two reasons that are mishum teres hanigla. It was called the Rosh and the Rajba. Yedayim Askonias. The Rosh says in Brachas that when a person sleeps at night, he doesn't have control over his hands. And since he doesn't have control over his hands, it's inevitable that somewhere during the night he's going to touch a part of his body that's normally covered. Shabur at the end of the siman says, even if you're wearing pajamas traditionally are looser than your regular clothing, and a person can get his hands in under his pajamas and touch his body, and he will. Once that's true, when he wakes up in the morning, the assumption is that his hands are not clean from having touched a part of his goof during the night, and therefore, the halacha midrabbanan, that you're not allowed to daven when your hands are not clean. And dafka, this kind of not clean, not the not clean of touching mud or filth, but the not clean of touching tetzoyas haguf, the Prima Godim explains that tetzoyas that come out of the guf have a rachra on them, the Prima Godim Nemzot. And therefore, you can't daven in the morning. If you can't daven in the morning, chazal and misakin, a mitzvah drabon on the tilis yadayim to sort that out. You wash your hands. And hands get clean. What?
What's the goof in this case? The zeya?
The zeya that's on the goof. It's also a goof, yeah.
What's What does that mean?
Oh, we're going to be clear soon. So therefore, you're mechuyev to wash your hands, and in order to be able to daven. Now, emes b'amitzay, this has nothing to do with shacharis. Minchen mayav are the exact same thing. If your hands are not clean, as the Rosh speaks about mefurish, if somebody's hands are not clean and he's coming to daven mincha, or he's coming to daven mayav, he's also mechuyev to wash his hands. And according to the Rosh, when he washes his hands, he should mechuyev to wash his hands with a bracha. Three times, we'll leave 3 times 3 minutes. You mechuyev to wash your hands with a bracha. Lefi the Rosh. There is another reason, which we'll get back to explain clearer soon, because of rachra. That means rachra comes on a person somehow during the night when he's sleeping, and he's mechuyev to wash his hands to remove the rachra. The Rajba, when he asks his kasha, and he says his own shita on the Rosh, he asks the kasha, the mitzvah is when you wash your hands in the morning, we wash with a keli. If all you're doing is washing your hands, like the Rosh says, because your hands aren't clean, then use water. You don't need a keli for that. And if you don't have water, you can wipe your hands on something. You don't need a keli. This whole halacha of a keli doesn't apply according to the Rosh. And the Rajbu continues in his kasha, Ruachra also does not require a keli. The Maimar HaMuzgar, there's almost nothing that requires a keli to wash your hands for anything, except because of this Rajbu. So the Rajbu says, Al Korchoch, there must be something else aside from cleaning your hands, and something else aside from Ruachra, which is Mechaibi to wash. So the Rajba says that when a person wakes up in the morning, he's preparing himself to do the Avedas Hashem of Tefillah. He describes the Tefillah that he's talking about there as the Tefillah of Birchas HaShachar. He's preparing to daven Birchas HaShachar now. And the Rajba says that Chazal paralleled the cleaning your hands, the Aveda of Birchas HaShachar, so the Aveda that a Kohen does in the Beis HaMikdash. A Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash does his Aveda. And the halacha is a Kohen cannot do Aveda if he doesn't wash his hands first. Chazal said, we, Yisraelim, or even Kohenim, are not doing Aveda in the Beis HaMikdash. But we are doing Aveda. Our Aveda is our Tzillah. Because our Aveda is our Tzillah, therefore we have to wash our hands as Hachana for the Aveda that we're doing, just like the Kohen had to wash his hands in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen, when he washed his hands in the Beis HaMikdash, had to wash his hands from a keli. The kir was a keli. Therefore, says the Rashba, that's the makir we have to wash our hands from a keli. We wash our hands from a keli as part of our hachana for our aveda. When the Rashba says this, the Rashba speaks out. I just said the words of Birchas HaShachar, that we're doing it for Birchas HaShachar. But the Rashba speaks out, when somebody wakes up in the morning, he becomes a Berei Chadosha. And that's where the Loshon came, that everybody says the Rashba's Svara is Berei Chadosha. Which means, when you wake up in the morning, we're rejuvenated, we're brought back to life. Because during the night, our Neshama leaves us and comes back in the morning. Memelo, we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for bringing us back to life. How do we thank him? Asher Yosar is thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Bria Saguf. Elikai Neshama is saying Kodesh Baruch Hu with Yitzhiyas HaNeshama. And then all of Birchas HaShachar is saying Kodesh Baruch Hu, that we can walk, that we have clothes to wear, that we're able to hear, and we woke up in the morning with Asechfi, and we're not a Goy, we're not an Eved, we're not an Isha. All the brachas there are thanking Kodesh Baruch Hu for being who we are, and for being every single day, there's this new special thank you, because we're Berei Chadosha every single day. That's the Avodah for which we have to prepare ourselves. And we prepare ourselves by washing with the keli, like the Kohen used to wash his hand with the keli before he did his Aveda Beis HaMikdash. So we see now two different reasons why you have to wash, but both of them are hachana for tefillah, which means Chazal said, if you're preparing for davening, there's a mitzvah to rabbonon to be properly prepared. Mitzad echad, your hands aren't clean, you have to wash according to the Rosh. Mitzad sheni, you're getting ready to daven, like a Kohen just does minakir in the Beis HaMikdash. Mitzvah Drabonon has a bracha. Asher Kiddushon Mitzvah Yitzivonu. Al Atil Efidayim. The bracha, though, is for these two reasons, the Rosh and the Rajbah. But it's Machlekes Rosh and the Rashba. The Rosh says his Svara. The Rashba says his Svara. And therefore the halacha is, we're chayshish for everybody, but you can only make a bracha if both the Rosh and the Rashba apply. Because if it's just that your hands are dirty, but you didn't become a Berech Hadosh, whatever that case would be, Mincha time almost, you didn't become a Berech Hadosh then, then according to the Rosh, there's no mitzvah now. And we have to be chayshish Rosh not to make a bracha. If in the morning when you wake up your hands are clean, then according to the Rosh, you're not mechuyev to make a bracha. You're not mechuyev to wash. So you also can't make a bracha. You can only make a bracha if you have these two svaras together, the Rosh and the Rashba. Which comes in a normal matzav, if somebody sleeps at night, with normal, in a normal, with hands uncovered, as is normal. Then he can make a bracha in the morning. These are the two svaras of Pidera Hanigla. And as far as of Hachon of Tfilah. The other two svaras is the Gemara in Shabbos, it says, that there's a special rachra. And this rachra has a name. In one place it's called Shivchu Bas Melech, another place it's called Shivchu Bas Chorin, Umak Pedes. It's a very finicky rachra. The rachra of that comes in this sleeping nighttime is very finicky and refuses to leave until you wash your hands three times. Doesn't say anything about a keli. The Rashi said, before you don't need to wash three times. You don't need to have a keli. But until you wash three times, this Ruach Ra is not going anywhere. Agav, this Ruach Ra of nighttime is a much stronger Ruach Ra than anywhere else. And that's why La Halacha, any other time, you're not mechuyev to wash three times. Those that are noyig to wash three times after haircuts and after cutting nails, okay. There is a makar in Shlal Kaddish. But everybody else says you're not mechuyev. So if the reason why you do it is because you're neig to be chayush for the Shlal Kaddish, then continue. But if the reason why you do it is because you think whenever you wash, you're mechuyev to wash three times, you're not. In a case that somebody has a racha that comes from Tuma, then there may be an inyan of three times that's coming back from a Levaya or Tumas Keri, or Chodayma. What is this racha?
From Levaya to Oshan.
Yeah, you do have to, yeah. Oh. Why do you have to wash? What is this rachra? Where does this rachra come from? So there's two tzadim, the Beis Yosef brings both. There's a Zayir HaKadosh on one side, and there's an Orchus Chaim on the other side. The Orchus Chaim is easier to say. The Orchus Chaim says that during the night, there's a pasuk, Toshas Choshech V'Hiloyla, when night comes out, where it's Hirmetz Kol Chayis Yor, all wild animals are around. The wild animals that are around, and not just the wild animals, the physical ones, and not just the thieves and the ganavim, but it's the Ruch Yisroel is there as well. And this Ruach Ra comes out by night and goes on anybody during the night. It's Mavur, to go through the Sugya further, that in the morning, when Alois comes, even if you wash beforehand, it comes back again with an extra intensity in the morning by Alois HaShachar. And therefore, if you washed earlier, before Alais, you have to wash again after Alais.
Even if you're not sleeping.
What?
Even if you're
without sleeping. Nighttime. Where did this Ruach Ra come from? Night. The other Ruach Ra, the Zohar HaKadosh says, the Ruach Ra comes from when somebody goes to sleep at night, his neshama leaves him. When his neshama leaves, Kedusha has left him now. When Kedusha leaves, Tuma is just waiting to pop in. And the Tuma comes into his guf overnight, during his sleep, and it's everywhere. From the top of his head to his toes. When he wakes up in the morning, the Neshama comes back in. When the Neshama comes back in, the Tuma gets chased out, but the Tuma still stays on his hands. Why dafke his hands? Tuma loves who is very trying to chepa asiyas mitzvahs. People do mitzvahs with their hands, so the tuma remains on their hands and doesn't leave his hands until he washes his hands, and that will remove the tuma that's on his hands. So you have two different reasons to wash when somebody slept during the night. One is because of the sleep, and one is because of the night. A bracha, though, there's no special mitzvah to do it. A person has to take care to remove any rachra that he has on him. because it's a steward to the Heilig Neshama that a Yid has to have a Ruach Ra, and especially to leave a Ruach Ra on you. But a Brach you won't make on that. Some Achronim say, it's like my Machronim. What's my Machronim for? Melech Stemis. The salt had mixed in Melech Stemis, which is a poison for your eyes. That's a physical poison. This is a Ruchimistic poison. Another Achronim say is that it's not the poison, it's filthy, dirty. There's dirt in a Ruchimistic fashion and dirt in a Gashmistic fashion. If his hands are dirty before he comes to the Suda, he was just playing outside or just building, whatever he was doing, and his hands are filthy, he has to wash his hands before he eats. Let's do if he's eating bread or not. Positive to have his hands clean. Over here, you have to have your hands clean from this Ruchimistic problem that's there. Neither of these two svaras will require a brach. So as long as you have the Rosh and the Rajabah, the two svaras, the Chanef and Tfilah, that your hands are not clean because they're touching Mokom Chusav Gufa, or that he's getting ready to daven Shachris, which is the Avodah, that is so thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I become Bayer Chadosha, if he has those two reading, he's make a bracha. The other two, no Shachris to a bracha. But the three times comes from the Ruach Ra, because it's the Ruach Ra that comes, Al Tilis Adayim, in the morning. When you wake up, wash your hands, you make Al Tilis Adayim. That's only if you have both the Rosh and the Rajah. You usually do, because if you slept during the night, your hands are not going to be clean until they'll touch your body somehow. And you're getting ready to daven now. Getting ready to daven, you're mechuyev to wash because of that. So as long as you have those two svaras, you're mechuyev to wash with the bracha. So now if we divide up the halachas that we have here, we have the halachas of bracha, al tilas adayim, which is only if you have the Rosh and the Rosh. Which means it's only if you slept and your hands are not clean. And aside from that, you're getting ready to daven Shachris. Then you make a bracha onto the Tzadayim. The binegat to a keli, the keli has only to do with the Rajbo, if you're getting ready to daven. If somebody forgets to make onto the Tzadayim, till after you daven Shemin Asra, it's too late, he's lost it now. Because the Rajbo is that you're only washing as Hachana for Tzvila. And Tzvila's gone, it's over now. Binegat to Rachra, though, the Rachra can come by itself. If somebody sleeps during the day, then the rachra that comes from sleep will come on him. And therefore, when he wakes up, he has to wash his hands three times. No bracha, because it's only rachra. But it's mechuyev to wash straight away three times. If somebody's up the whole night, or even if he washed earlier and alois has come, he's mechuyev to wash again, also three times, because of the Ruach Ra of night that came, because the night time brings the Ruach Ra, and according to Aruch HaSayim, by Aleis HaShachar, the Ruach Ra comes back stronger.
How long do you call a sleep during the day?
So what?
How long do you
call the sleep during the day is only if you sleep what's called the Shinas Keva. Shinas Keva, the Bir Halacha brings three tefillim, what's called the Shinas Keva. Abba Halacha Lamaisu, we're knowing a half an hour. That if you slept a half an hour, it's then you move to us. Yeah, so Negobasa by day, but without a brach. If somebody was up the whole night, when the morning comes, he's mechuyev to make a bracha. He would be mechuyev to make a bracha because of the Rajba, but since he didn't sleep the whole night, his hand is still clean. So according to the Rosh, he can't make a bracha because his hand is still clean. So therefore, the Mishabura said that if somebody's up the whole night, the Eitzah is to touch his body in a place that's not clean, just before davening, it's like, yeah, somebody's davening, you can't say in the middle of the night, you can't daven shach in the middle of the night. If you're davening in the earlier minyanim, you touch your guf mokam mechusa, then you have the rosh as well, and then you can make a brach. If somebody slept at night wearing gloves, his hands are still clean. Mainly according to the rosh, you can't wash. And then he can't make a bracha. Can't make a bracha either. Again, he would have to touch his goof. Bracha mechusa. In order to make a bracha. What?
Huh? He needs to make a bracha on tefillah.
Yeah, but the bracha on tefillah is only if you have both svaras. Because it's a machlik is why you're making the bracha. There's the rosh on one side and the rashi on the other side. Unless you have both, it's a machlik, it's a suffered bracha, it's a suffered bracha, it's a suffered bracha. You can't make a bracha.
So I have a tip, you wake up into the night after you go to the bathroom. It's ready, no chalot, no flets.
Yeah.
But you don't need to go back to sleep.
You're planning on making sleep.
Oh, yeah, but it's 4 o'clock in the morning, you're not planning to get up.
So there's a chiddush of Chaim Kanievsky writes in Das Leita, at the minute gives you wake up middle of the night, you don't wash like a
bracha.
Only when you wake up in order to stay awake. Rokhra as well. One thing that has to be said, that Kol Zman is a Rokhra on a person, he has to be careful not to touch food and not to touch any of the holes in the body. Mouth, nose, ears. Comes very striking again. If somebody, a mommy, is waking, getting up in the middle of the night to take care of her baby, she can get up and she can take care of the baby, and she's not mechuyev to wash either. But if she's going to touch any of the parts of the baby that have holes, any of the mikveh aguf, you have to make sure to wash the tefillah tzedayim first 3 times. Without a brach. Yes. Because right now she has the brach.